Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Rebound box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game. Is this the dagger?
Dude, let me go through this Hawks roster real quick.
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so Atlanta, super, super interesting, right? They've always been super weird because, I mean,
last year they sucked.
Yeah, but they have this whole Trey thing, you know, where it's maybe.
We don't know how good he can be yet.
So, but I don't know, man. Like, remember, he goes through these spurts where he'll go 45-10 and 3, and here I'll pull it up exactly just so we know.
Dude, the other night Capella went off. He had 13-19 and 10 blocks with zero fouls.
So January 15th at Utah, he goes 4-4-7.
Trey.
On 1 of 11.
Yeah.
And then 26-11-7 on 7 of 23, and then 28-13 on 3 of 8. That's awesome.
Yeah.
38-10-4, 43-5. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, okay, so none of that is leading into W's, though.
They've been playing better, though.
Yeah, but it's taken – I mean, this is my point, is the roster depth is what we've needed to get to.
They've had no Gallinari, right?
Yeah, he had a busted ankle or something, but they spend this pick on a Kongwu, right? They have a Kongwu.
Right.
DeAndre Hunter – that's how I feel about DeAndre Hunter.
Same way with Cam Reddish.
Yeah. Rondo is a vet.
Yeah, he's valuable, too.
John Collins, we're on the more upside rather than downside on Collins as far as value. Kevin Herter, Cam Reddish, Solomon Hill, Gallo, nice. But these are guys that are missing tonight. Bogdan, Trey, Chris Dunn, and Capella. All those guys are playable guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta's nice, man. I don't care.
Yeah, they could be cool. They'll be in the playoffs.
I just wish Trey would play better D and lead them to more W's. But
it's
whatever.
Tough, man. Like I said, that was an awesome pickup with Capella. 13 points, 19 boards, 10 blocks, triple-double with blocks.
Houston gave him up for like a second, right?
He had zero fouls. 13, 19,
awesome.
10 blocks, and zero fouls. Yeah, did you see? Yeah, Houston gave him up for a second. Did you see Eric Gordon's tweet?
Yeah.
Eric Gordon was like, the story was... I think it was like a SportsCenter IG post or something. It showed the stat line and it showed Capella. And EG was like, I'm still pissed off with the angry emoji.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Funny.
Speaking of Houston.
He's legit, dude. Capella's legit. He's got a pretty good deal, too.
Yeah. But he's just, he falls in that category of,
Yeah, he can't shoot. He's a rim runner. He runs a, I mean.
For sure.
He's that old athletic, I'm going to run the floor, block shots.
If he has a good center, if he has a good guard, someone he could play with that can, you know, facilitate for
throw
him.
Throw him lobs.
Yeah, for sure. But speaking of Houston, Boogie is back,
Boogie's
dog.
Boogie's awesome.
Boogie is back, 26-17-5.
You've always been so pro Boogie, I just don't understand. I mean, I understand it because he's obviously unbelievable, but he also is just not a winning player.
Yeah, for sure. But like all these
ridiculous,
guys,
cancerous antics. Yeah. Tell me why you love Boogie.
28-17-5 for Boogie and 9-15, which is also awesome. 6-7 at the line, awesome. And 4-8 from deep, also awesome. The only problem with Boogie, see, this is where I stand with Boogie. All these big guys suck.
What do you mean?
Every single big guy in the league blows, other than like Bam and Gobert. I mean, none of these guys are going to actually win you a title, right?
As the number one guy.
Yeah, for sure.
So what, you think Boogie
is that where you're going? No.
Where are you going with this?
No. I'm staying
Embiid
far
does
away
not
from
suck.
That. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. You're right. Embiid does not suck.
Jokic does not suck.
Yeah, Jokic is averaging like a triple-double. Let me rephrase that whole thing. Embiid just had a zero-point game. My point is these guys are soft.
Okay.
Right? Boogie is.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. You're talking about like the embodiment of the picture where – Cat is trying to body Boogie. Boogie's just, what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Boogie's just always, he's always screaming and just grabbing the rim with one hand or whatever it is. But I'm so pro Boogie. I want it to work out so badly because he genuinely wants to win a championship. He's done everything in his power. I mean, he's going to Golden State. He's going to the Lakers. He's going to LeBron.
He's so ridiculous. Right, you know what? He's so ridiculous.
Yeah. But anyways,
He went to Golden State and told everyone he was the third Splash Brother. Stop. That's just stop.
You remember when Boogie was doing his rehab and had that practice with KD and dunked all over KD?
And then they got in a big public argument. Yeah. Hilarious. Ridiculous. But Boogie's also going to lose you like 20 basketball
games. Yeah. He's going to get you ejected out of a
We were talking about it the other day. You're like, did you see Boogie picked up two quick ones? He's out of the game. Yeah. You go, that's going to happen. A handful of times season, that's going to happen.
Like, all right, you probably got like, 82 games in you. You should probably chunk up like 5 or 6.
Where Boogie's gone in 4.5 minutes. He's gone. Yeah. Yelling at a ref. People are holding him back. It looks like he's going to fight the ref.
Yeah. You got to chunk up 5 games. As long as you guys can stay afloat for those 5 games. But anyways, Houston looks pretty cool, dude. They're kind of a cool team. Like John Wall and stuff, dude, they're awesome.
I mean, realistically, they're 5. If you want to, E.G. is, Eric Gordon 6'3".
Always been awesome,
hold on,
dude.
But Eric Gordon 6'3". But if you want to do it like that, their 5 on paper is really cool when healthy. Obviously, right now, they're missing Oladipo and Christian Wood. But, I mean, realistically, it should be John Wall, Oladipo, E.G., Christian Wood, and Boogie. That's an awesome 5.
Yeah.
I mean, on paper, like, that's an awesome 5. I don't know if it works. Especially whenever you throw Boogie into anything, let alone Boogie and John Wall, it definitely, there's chemistry. You don't know if it's going to work or not. It's just not that simple with those type of guys. But if it works, I mean, on paper, their starting 5 at least is awesome.
Are they good enough? Are they better than Golden State, in your opinion?
In a 7-game playoff series? Yeah. No. Steph Curry takes over. Stop. None of those guys.
I guess that's not a real question. I guess my real question is,
other than Eric Gordon, which one of those guys has any experience?
Yeah. No, you're right. Stop. My question is, can they hold on long enough? Because they're not in the playoffs right now. They're like, what, 5-7?
Or could they be a playoff team? I don't know.
Let me see.
I don't know. What's their ceiling? I'm not sure.
Yeah, can they hold down? They're 6-9 right now.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know. Well, again, Oladipo and Christian Wood are out. So that matters. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. They still have, like, some of those guys are good. Here's the question. Do they keep, like, P.J. Tucker? Like, do they?
No.
Do they just? Okay, so you want to, like, get rid of some of those old Harden guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I need all those guys going.
Well, then I don't know. Yeah, okay, then I don't know. We'll have
to
see what, like, their roster actually looks like at the deadline then. Maybe. Yeah. They could be a playoff team. They have an awesome, like, unit going on out there. Like, they got to figure out if it works. They got to figure out. They like their new coach. They got to play together. You know what I mean?
Christian Wood is a legitimate piece now, right? I mean, we could solidify
that. Yeah, he's, like, borderline
all-star.
Like, yeah, he's
super
awesome.
Productive. Mm-hmm. Right. So, he's solidified in your starting 5.
Uh-huh.
Now it's, you start to weed through it now. Now it's, all right, can we rely on Boogie? You know, it's like, can Boogie and John
Wall. What about Oladipo? Oladipo at the 2? Is he a starting 2 in the NBA after an injury? I think he still is. Okay, so you like Oladipo.
John Wall's
Eric
starting
Gordon
point
should,
guard?
Eric Gordon should probably come off the bench and back up.
True.
Oladipo. Yeah. You need like a wing. You need like a real wing who can guard wings. Who's going to guard LeBron on that team? You know? Who's going to guard KD on that team?
Yeah, it's tough. Well, then, your goal is obviously not to win this year. So, like,
they're in that ugly problem of, like, if your goal is not to win this year, then why do you have a couple guys on your team who
you're
have all-star appearances?
Hell.
Yes, you're in basketball hell. A couple of your guys on your team have all-star appearances. Like, because you're not – the worst thing you could always be in basketball is, like, a constant 9 seed.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, like, what are you doing? Why are you winning enough games to almost
like
make the playoffs?
Like Orlando.
Yes, like, stop. Where every once in a while you'll make the playoffs. Like, dude, just stop. If that's the case, like, that's what I was just thinking. Like, can I – here, let me switch subjects on you a little
bit. Go ahead.
But, like, same thing. When it comes to, like, Washington, what is Washington doing? Like – can we start this rebuild or not? Why are you halfway into a rebuild and halfway hanging on to...
Because they want to keep Bradley Beal.
They're not... Through what?
But they don't...
They want to rebuild around him and build a championship team around him young guys that they've been drafting? Like, no. Then they need to deal these young guys and get veteran pieces and make that a playoff team. Or deal Beal and do a real rebuild.
My only reasoning for...
You're probably not going to be able to deal Russ. His contract is ridiculous. Yeah. But you can get a lot back for Beal, especially right now in the market that's going on right now with all these guys getting dealt for 4, 5, 6 draft picks. What can I get for Beal? Let's do a real... Okay, how about this? They have their draft pick. Let's do a real rebuild. I'll give you Bradley Beal and whoever else you want on my roster. I want a bunch of draft picks, and I'm going to tank for Cade Cunningham, the kid from OK State. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Why are we halfway in, halfway out? It's the same problem with, like, Houston. Is like, what are you doing? Are you trying to – this is you have two things in the NBA. You're either trying to compete for a title right now
or
you're rebuilding. Yeah, exactly. It's one of the two things. Other than that, I don't know what half these teams are doing.
My only reasoning for, like, Washington would be that they're trying to keep Beal. They're trying to keep Beal through a rebuild, and they don't want to directly say, we're rebuilding.
You know, yeah, we got a bunch of 19-year-old players on our team, and we see you scoring 30 a game and somehow not making the All-Star team, but hold on with us real quick because we need about 4 or 5 years to develop these 19-year-olds. I don't know if that's
in
Bradley Beal's plan.
No, I'm not telling you that.
I know. I'm just saying, like, okay. That's what I'm saying. It's like it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's time to make a move here. Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, I feel that way about so many of these teams in the league.
So, like, all right, if we're going to play this game, then is – but I just feel like the whole Westbrook thing, like, where does Westbrook even belong?
I have no idea. I told you before they were good, now they're playing good, but before they were good, I told you he's a perfect person to go to the Knicks, man. He can get his triple doubles. They can give them something to be excited about. They'll either not make the playoffs or be a first-round team, and that'll give them something to be excited about. It'll put asses in seats. It'll sell tickets. It'll sell stories. It'll sell newspapers, whatever it may be. That's the perfect thing. You can go be your own thing. Go be your own guy on this bad team, and you can be the head honcho, the 1A. You conduct everything. You run the offense. You're the main scorer. You do everything.
I bet you.
But also, you're going to like not be a good team. But I think that'd be he's a perfect place for it. He's like box office like that. Go to New York, man. That's where I always thought. But now, obviously, they're playing better, so I don't think. Whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see the end of Westbrook soon. Like, just the end. Like, him just like, you know what? I'm just not that, you know?
Well,
I bet you he rides out the rest of his $44 million, and then it might be just over. He's not going to be one of these guys like LeBron where he's going
to
sit.
Hang around until he's 40.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. He might be done at 34.
Dude, he's already so...
Like, he's been passed around. Dude, he's an MVP. None of these other MVPs
are getting
traded.
His whole game was based on athleticism, and then he's got so many leg, knee surgeries and injuries and stuff. It's just kind of – it's tough now. He can't shoot. It's tough, man.
People are – the whole Westbrook thing, his teammates are leaving, and this whole era – you don't think he knows about the stigma about him? Of course
he
knows.
He doesn't care.
No, exactly. Exactly, he doesn't care. But now he's stuck in Washington on a bad team playing with Bradley Beal. I mean, where is he going from here? No other winning team is going to trade for him.
See, that's the problem with, like, half of these teams is, like, you get an all-star or two even. Like, in their case, I wouldn't call Russ really an all-star. But you get what I'm saying. And, like, that's going to get you to be a 500 ball club.
No,
you know what I mean?
Sure,
like, now
sure.
You need to do the other stuff, all the rest of it.
You're not doing it right.
Right. So if you're halfway in that, you know, school of thought and halfway in the other school of thought, we're like, oh, we sort of need to start thinking about the future here. Then what are you doing out here, man? You know?
Yeah, for sure. No, absolutely. And
they did just get Houston, by the way, did just get Kevin Porter.
Yeah,
we were talking about him last week.
I like Kevin Porter, and we were saying because he's throwing what? He's throwing like burgers and sandwiches or whatever food at the.
Yeah, he freaked out. Yeah. Because they moved his locker because they gave the locker to Torian Prince. So I mean, they just dealt him for like a second or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He could be cool. I was just saying they need a wing.
He fits their core.
He's like a 2-3 ish.
Yeah, he fits what they're trying to do. They need to build young guys. They need as many young guys as they can get. So I'm sure they'll take a free one. You know?
Yeah. Eric Gordon had 33 the other day. It was a season high.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love Eric Gordon. I wish he would get out. See, you gotta move these guys, man. Ride it out with John Wall and Boogie. This should really just be a pit stop for these guys to just build their trade value.
Yeah, dude. I totally agree.
Make this a pit stop. Stop. John Wall, build your value. Boogie, build your value. We know you can get buckets like that and get rebounds.
Dude, a young core that's really actually going to stay and is there for the future. How cool is this? Oladipo and Christian Wood?
Yeah, I mean, Oladipo expires at the end of the year, but that's what I'm saying. Oladipo goes in that group too. Go prove that you get that's a $25 fair. That's million.
But I'm thinking
deal.
Like if I can get a number one guy in here, and we have a big three of number one guy Axe, Oladipo and Christian Wood. That's kind of cool.
That's a cool core. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think this.
But yeah,
whole,
you're right. He's probably gone too.
Yeah. But let's transition here. I really want to talk about this, and I've been wanting to talk about this since we started. Steph passes Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I think we both – I mean, we were talking about it yesterday that we just think Steph's just going to blow the record out of the water.
Right? Yeah, I mean, okay, so he has – what? I wrote it down here. So Steph, he's got 2,562. He obviously passed Reggie, who's got one less than that. Ray Allen is number one.
At 2,973. So my man is what?
200 and change, 211 or something.
Yeah.
All right, so – I think
no, it's 400. It's 400.
Oh, sorry, I'm not paying attention.
It's 400.
So he, 10, I think 11, that he's gonna finish with 4,000.
Yeah, I think
that he'll get 4,000.
Ridiculous, because he's gonna play till he's 40. We've been saying that forever.
Blows the record out of the water. They got crushed by Utah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Our little running bet here. Are they making the playoffs?
It's going to be close.
It's going to get hairy, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be a photo finish.
Yeah,
down to the wire.
It's going to be bad. It's going to suck if it comes down to like an injury. Draymond misses a game because of like a flu. You're like, ah.
I might cross this finish line just bloody and bleeding and dying.
Yeah, that would be awful. Oh, my gosh.
And they miss it by a half game out. They're half game out.
Oh, my goodness.
But, dude, they got crushed by 50 by Donovan Mitchell and company, dude.
Yeah, that would be,
Dude, Utah's awesome. Utah's 12-4. They're third in the West.
Yeah.
They blew Golden State out of the water.
Mike Conley's playing awesome. Bojan's playing awesome.
Gobert.
Yeah.
They blew them out of the water.
Yeah, Quinn Snyder's been awesome. I mean, all those guys are sick. They just get – they're not better than the Lakers or the Clippers. That's pretty much what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah, but all I know is playoff Donovan Mitchell is a problem, dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Playoff Donovan Mitchell will come give you 50.
Easily.
Multiple 50s easily. In the same series.
Easily.
Come feel these.
Yeah, yeah, easily.
Yeah, uh-huh,
against
definitely.
Russell Westbrook, MVPs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. come get all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Come get these buckets.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
They're a tough out. But, yeah, dude, I mean, you love Golden State. They're okay. We'll have to see. Clay's anniversary was the other day.
Oh, yeah, the 38.
Uh-huh, 37. 37.
9 of 9 from deep, 11 from the field.
37 in one quarter. There used to be a video on our social media we did about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if
awesome.
It's still up, but
Clay's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely everyone misses Clay. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Next year. Is he gonna be that back at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, definitely. It's this year's a scratch.
Okay, so
you almost wish if they would like postpone the season.
It will have been two full years, right? By the time Clay comes back.
It's sad, man.
Tough. And then
super
a little
sad.
Bit of change because he got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time, dude. It's a long time.
Yeah, no, that's super tough. But especially this Timberwolves pick, if you can get lucky enough with the Timberwolves are the worst team in the NBA right now.
Yeah, they
just
suck.
Record-wise,
they
too.
They suck.
Record-wise, too. Like, roster-wise and record-wise.
Yeah,
they're the
awful.
Worst team in the NBA. And if they can fall.
Cat is never there.
If they could just get out of the top three. If you could get me four, just get me four.
So it's unprotected?
Yeah, it's four, and Golden State gets four. Now we got Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, Wiseman, and four, Oubre.
So you're hoping somebody makes a deal with Minnesota.
Yeah, and then what's up with that fourth pick? I'll give you whatever for the fourth
pick.
No,
I was saying, and then Minnesota gets a little better, but not a lot better, but just a little better, so they win a couple more
They're
games.
They're not even going to get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
then you
yeah.
get, they,
let me get Cat back
there you
for
go.
A couple weeks.
No, I meant, yes, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want him to be last.
No,
you want him
no,
to be like fourth
no.
or fifth.
We got to win some games.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I need that pick.
Yeah,
Anthony
Edwards
got to right
show up soon.
I need it to fall right around 4 or 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, how about that Bulls game the other night?
Which one?
Against MJ's team.
Oh,
Hornets.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, LaVine, bro.
LaVine's awesome.
Yeah. Levine's awesome. You all right, so
he's like 27 and a half a game or
we're
something.
We're from Chicago, so it's kind of like, oh, you know, we've been on and off about this whole Levine thing, whether we should keep him, whether we should trade him, what we should do. I think it's very clear that we're keeping Zach Levine. He's part of our future. He's a part of the process and what we're trying to do. He's absolutely what we need to be worried about, you know, like keeping him, making sure he stays. Lowry, 2 rebounds without Wendell Carter. Completely inexcusable. I'm going to need
Lowry played good, though, man.
Yeah, he's good if he could shoot for you.
Yeah, he shot 17 shots. He was 10 of 17. He had 23 or something like that.
Yeah. Bro, my whole thing with Lowry is I need more rebounds out of you, right?
Whatever, man. I need you to just play. I need them to just play him and use him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just happy.
Let me get enough value just to trade him.
Ah, it's so tough. I hate to admit that that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's not
going to
work. It's not going
to work. It's tough.
It's over with.
Ah. Yeah. He played good, dude. Can we just enjoy this moment?
Yeah. He had the 125-2 from Lowry.
He had 23-3-2 or something on 10 of 17. It was a good game, man. Levine, 25-6-9. Dude. All I know is Gordon Hayward is hooping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gordon Hayward's out here hooping.
Devontae Graham's playing better, too, for him.
Gordon had 34-6-4 against the Bulls. Hooper. Hooper.
Yeah.
Bro, Gordon Hayward is an all-star in the West at the wing. Think of who he had to compete with and beat out.
In the West, all the wings in the West.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. People sleep on Gordon Hayward because the injury and the Boston years and stuff. Only real hoop fans know what's up.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward in Utah is it's a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a big, big problem.
Yeah. I wanna see what happens with Charlotte. Is Gordon Hayward gonna keep playing here? Like, is he gonna keep playing well?
Here, let's take a little break here. We got a little technical issue. Let's fix it. And then we'll get back. I gotta pee anyway. Yeah, cool. All right, what were we talking about here?
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Gordon Hayward. Hooper.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. So back to what I was saying about Charlotte. Dude, how about the LeVar thing? LeVar kind of been
weird.
In the shadows a little bit.
Dude,
he knew it was going to come out at some point.
Always
but
does.
Yeah, he comes out and says, you know, LeVar comes out and says, you know, Melo shouldn't come off the bench. He should be starting at all times. But that's not the interesting thing because we all knew LeVar was going to say something at some point. But it was the response from the head coach that really caught my attention because he responds to LeVar and he says something along the lines of, you know, Melo turns the ball over 5 times a game. If he's going to do that on offense, give me something defensively. And as we know, Melo plays no defense.
Yeah, Melo sucks at defense. I thought the thing that I thought was funny about the whole thing is I agree with LeVar.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
I agree
with
LeVar.
You're definitely right.
I'm team LeVar Ball on that one. Start LaMelo.
Yeah.
Start LaMelo and play him 48 minutes a game.
Yeah, you have nothing to lose.
Give him a 3-minute water and air break and then send him back out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you doing? To be honest, I don't even understand why they have Rozier or any other guards.
I think
play through LaMelo, get him all the experience you can, and then in a couple of years, let's see what we got here. That's not, I don't know.
I
agree with LeVar. Start LaMelo.
I think we need to get him in the groove of playing real basketball, though. Remember what I said last podcast about all the Australia crap that we saw?
Yes.
Where he's shooting 50 shots
yes.
a game. We need to get him in the routine of playing normal basketball. You're not a superstar. I mean, fine.
Dude, but
yes,
he hasn't been playing like that in the NBA.
Yeah, fine. But I need to keep – that needs to become a positive trend. We need to get you in the trend of playing winning basketball.
Yeah.
I can't play you 45 minutes a game and have you shoot 50 shots a game like you would in Australia. We're not doing that crap here. You're playing team basketball. You're going to move the ball around. We have other guards too. Terry Rozier had a 40-point game like the third game of the year. Devontae Graham is runner-up for most improved. I don't know, man. There's a lot there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of think you should just deal both those guys.
Yeah,
actually,
totally.
I don't think that's not true. I don't think you should deal both those guys. But I think that, like, you have too many point guards and you have too many ball.
You got to make a move.
You have to, like, run your stuff through Melo so you can develop him. That's how you develop a point guard. A point guard is not like a power forward. He has to be out there making decisions on the fly. And then in film room, looking at him and seeing what he could have done better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure.
That's how point guards get better.
For sure. I mean, you're right, but I just think that there's a lot of he's a rookie, man. He's 19 years old.
Yeah, and they're paying Terry Rozier $10 bajillion.
$19 million a year. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. But
yeah, it's a ton, dude. So I mean, they gotta play him, but I still think he should start. All I know, once again, bring it back full circle, is Gordon Hayward's a hooper. Gordon Hayward can just hoop, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, dude, MVP talk real quick. I want to switch to that. Is Jokic your MVP right now?
Right now? I don't know. Their team needs to play better.
He's 25, 12, and 9.5.
Yeah, that's incredible. His PER right now is 37.
He's a center, dude.
His PER is 37. 37.
Dude, he's going to go down in history as... Well, obviously, like a point. He's going to be like a point center.
That is what
like,
he is. Yeah,
For sure. That's what I'm saying. He's the first of his kind.
Speaking of, sorry to go, I'm kind of switching again on you here, but let me go back to the Bulls. Did you see Thad Young with the unbelievable passing out of the post?
Yeah, Thad Young is awesome.
Reminding me of Jokic. So, real quick, just to touch back on the Bulls before we move on to Jokic. You have always been a Billy Donovan guy. I was always on the fence. I like Billy Donovan, but I didn't know if I liked him for the Bulls. But after watching just the way they've been playing, the way they run their offense, and the way they – I love passing out of the high post. I always have. I think it's an underutilized aspect of the game. It's an underutilized strategy. I think the way Golden State plays basketball is brilliant. I think that – when the guy has the person who has the ball should not be the one, quote unquote, going to work. If I have the ball, you four go to work. I'll find one of you guys and we'll get an open look. Like, that's how it should always work. That's how Jokic plays. They start all their offense through Jokic. Jokic usually catches the ball at the high post, turns around and starts a play. Half the time he holds up fingers to call out what play he's going to wants to run. He's a literal point center. That being said, the way Billy Donovan is able to use Thad Young on the elbows and at the free throw line extended, all they do is just throw him a bounce pass, and he just catches the ball, and before he even puts it down, he shoots it out to a corner or to the wing or something like that. It's like they use the middle of the floor as the place where they start, where they dump the ball to and then start their offense from there. I love that. That's Billy Donovan 101. They did it with Steven Adams. They're doing it now with Thad Young. It's very similar to what Mike Malone does with Jokic. Obviously, Jokic is in a different ball game than Thad Young.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just wanted to say I appreciate that, and I shit on Billy Donovan a little too hard before the season, and Billy Donovan's doing awesome, and Thad Young is the man.
I want to touch on that Billy Donovan thing real quick.
Just, go for it, yeah.
Just because I think that it's so awesome to – Billy Donovan may not even be that great of a coach, but just the offensive set to what we're seeing offensively, the movement and the passing and the fact that everyone is getting –
Oh, you mean
eight,
like plays?
Six,
you mean plays?
Yeah, like 10 points.
Remember plays?
Yeah.
Been
yeah,
a while since sure. we've seen some of those. It used to just be like give Zach the ball and try to – create, but now they have like plays, dude. It's
everyone
cool.
scores like 12 points, yes. 8 points.
They
six
use
points.
Lowry,
yeah,
they
yeah.
actually use one of their best players, they run plays for him.
It's awesome, man. And I think it's just so refreshing to watch just good basketball. I mean, they suck. No one's telling you that the Bulls are gonna win a championship, they definitely suck. But I mean,
but if you've been a Bulls fan for years past and decades past, then you appreciate this team.
Thad Young, I want to say. I've always been a fan of Thad Young.
Indy Thad Young.
Do you remember? You remember when LeBron hit the shot at the top of the key against Indiana with all those scrubs, Rodney Hood and stuff.
Yes.
And
yes,
he comes down, he hits it. They're down 3-1 in that series.
Uh-huh.
And I remember all of us were thinking like, oh, like LeBron's down 3-1 uh-huh. in the first round. This could get ugly. And he comes all the way back. They win the series. LeBron hits an unbelievable shot at the top of the key. And he stands on the bleacher or on the
scorer's table.
Yeah. That Indiana Thad Young.
Mm-hmm.
Those Indiana Thad Youngs are awesome.
Yeah. That
guy,
Indiana
yeah, yeah.
Thad.
He
By
could
the
be
way,
14-8-4. Like,
yes,
you know, 12,
yes.
8-9.
Blocked
or
12-8-5. Blocked
you know?
Shots, hits jumpers.
He can finish with either hand. He
plays
gets
defense.
Awesome rebounds. He can handle the ball.
Dude, his mid-range
awesome,
jumper,
yeah.
his mid-range jumper, catch and shoot from the mid-range, Thad Young, especially Indiana Thad Young,
yeah.
is as nice as it gets. It's just picturesque.
Yeah. He's also got this spin move he uses where he uses the ball with his left hand. He'll drive baseline, and he'll spin left to the middle of the paint. And that's what will create a lot of these open looks for the Bulls because the guys will – because Thad Young can finish with either hand. He could go back right. He could go back left.
He's got drop steps
and
stuff.
Yeah, he could fade away. He can hit that. Yes. I mean, that's a versatile weapon for $8 million. And I think Thad Young could find himself on a really good team next offseason. And
yeah, or –
we could be saying, you know, he's – awesome, man.
Yeah, Thad Young is awesome. And I agree with you that a really good team would want a guy like Thad Young.
Definitely, man.
But also, hey, Thad, stay in Chicago, dude.
Yeah,
Come back.
I wouldn't mind seeing Thad Young on like a 2 year
yeah,
$14 million
He's good.
Or something.
All right, sorry to
yeah, but
back on
Jokic, man.
So Denver. I don't know. We talked about Denver last week.
I guess it just all falls on Murray.
We were talking trash about Murray. He hit the dagger. He hit the dagger in overtime.
It doesn't matter, man.
It was awesome.
I mean, yeah, for sure. It's great.
Dude, he hit that dagger in overtime. I was like, oh, he listens to the step back.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray listens to the step back every week. Yeah. Twice a week, he's listening. Yeah. He's like, oh, talking shit. Okay, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Uh-huh. No, but I think.
Yeah, man, Jokic is sick. Just to repeat what you said, Jokic right now is averaging 25.8.
This is the best he's played in his career, correct?
Yeah, 25.8, 12 rebounds, and 9.6 assists or something like that. And then he's also 2 steals and almost a block per game on 56% – on 50-35-88 shooting splits. And his average is – and his PER is 37, which is just
– unfathomable. I mean, that's
– I mean, dude, that 37? You mean 27? 27. Is crazy.
Yeah.
Like Jason Tatum's PER right now is 27.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're telling me this guy's PER is 37. He's out there averaging a triple double.
Yeah. That's how center.
On 56, 36, and 88 shooting splits. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they still have to play better, man. I still think their rotations are weird.
He's still a dog on defense. He plays zero defense.
Yes, awful. Can't move his feet. But, I mean, I know I harped on their rotations a lot and the coaching a lot last week, so I won't get into it. But, yeah, I just want to see some of these guys play. I know Michael Porter Jr. is back today, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He came back yesterday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, love that. Love that. I don't know. I got to see more of them, like, using rotations that they're actually going to use.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they're playing with it. They're tinkering around with it. But
yeah,
like,
totally.
I like most of their guys. I like their roster. Their roster is legit. They should be better than they are. Their roster is legit. Their squad is being led by probably the front runner for MVP right now. Like, they need to be better. They should be better. You know what I'm saying? We just have to see them play more. I'm really interested to see Michael Porter Jr. tonight, and I want to see more Bull Bull, and I want to see Jamal Murray play better. And then these other guys just got to play defense, man, and knock down shots, and it'll be okay.
No, yeah, I agree. And I know the big thing that came out of Denver, though, was the Will Barton thing. Did you hear about Will Barton?
Will Barton, what about him?
Will Barton is one of those main guys for him, obviously. He scores like 14, 15 a game. He's awesome, but he recently came out and said, I'm not coming off the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Did you see his dime the other night?
Yeah, Will Barton's awesome. I'm pro Will Barton, but I also can't start Will Barton over Michael Porter. So.
No, but Will Barton also initiates offense.
No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Also talent for
talent. You
can
run the offense through a guy. He's mm-hmm. just like we were just saying about Thad Young. Like, you can just dump it to him. He'll make a play for the next guy or make the play that makes the play for the guy who scores.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not saying Will Barton's
and
not.
And he scores. And he's like 15, 16 a game on top of the fact that he – assists aren't really what I'm talking about. I don't know how many assists he averaged, 4 or 5, whatever. But he's out there making plays. Like, he'll penetrate, which makes the defense rotate, and then he'll make the pass, and then they make the extra pass, and then that guy shoots it. He doesn't get anything for that, but he created that whole thing. He does that a lot. But I'm with you. I'm with you. Dude, he's like 16 a game.
But my main thing isn't Will Barton's ability to play basketball.
Is Michael Porter Jr. a 3?
I mean, all right, so now we got to start getting
into
this.
Is he a 4?
Yeah, I mean, these guys like Gary Harris and Will Barton, I mean, if they're not going to come off the bench, we have a problem here. We have a problem. You know, and this is where this Denver thing, you got to make sure this that all these guys are still bought in. It's hard to keep these cores together, to play and win
like
this.
Yeah, dude, they have like seven guys.
Yeah, it's so hard to win like that. You got to keep everyone happy. And it's like, that's not easy to do.
They lost a couple of them,
too. How about Toronto? Toronto's been doing this for years, and now it's finally just starting to blow up.
Fall apart. Yeah, it's starting to fall apart. And they're trying to hold on. They're trying to hold on.
It's so tough to keep running it back, man. And that's why people are like, oh, people just leave teams all the time. People don't understand how hard it is, man. The grind in the offseason to get back to where you guys are.
I think you just made a good point when you said it. They have to make sure these guys are still bought in. I bet you so much of it is mental.
Oh,
like,
God.
If James Harden would have stayed in Houston, even if he would, like, honestly, he feels like he's trying his hardest, I bet you, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would not have played his best.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just not there.
Yeah, he's
it's
checked
not
out.
There.
How
yes,
about when he's
right.
throwing the ball out of bounds on the inbound? It's like, dude, all right, you obviously don't want to be here.
Right, like, he'll never look you in the eyes and say, like, I purposely threw the ball away.
No, of course not.
I'm out here. I'm wearing the jersey. I'm getting paid. Like, trust me, I'm a pro athlete. I'm trying to play well. But, like, I'm just in a bad mood. I'm unhappy of a person. You know what I mean? Like, that all matters, dude. That totally matters.
That's my whole point, though, is with this whole quote-unquote super team era where it's like, all right, you know, yeah, we all need the superstars and what we need, but it's so hard to build a team without those superstars and have young role guys to stick together for a number of years. I mean, other teams call with paychecks, with loads and loads of money that you guys can't afford, and it's just hard for these small market teams to continually build without
superstars.
You
have to do it right. Well, you have to do it right. The way I was talking about last week, about how you have to get this superstar before your core gets paid.
For sure.
Like, look at Miami. Last year, right? So they have Bam, they have Nunn, they have Hero, they have Robinson. All these guys are making pennies, all of them. So now they can easily sign like a Jimmy Butler or whatever, and then give those guys time to mesh, and you can, and it'll work out. You have like these awesome core pieces, and then you have the guy on top making the max salary, but like it just has to be done the right way. So like, I would have to look at their salary cap table right now, so I don't have it in front of me. But so, like, a team like Denver, I'm sure they have to pay Porter. They're going to pay Porter. Are they going to pay Bull?
Or probably not. I mean,
do they match?
I would have no idea why they would pay Bull. They don't play him.
Okay, but we're talking about next year or whatever it may be. Yeah. Like, Sacramento throws him a...
The big problem with
somebody
Denver,
throws him a deal, do they match it?
The big problem with Denver is they waited too long. They waited too long. They had the pick. They had the guy with Jokic, and they had him on a $1 million deal, and they waited too long.
Right.
You didn't get your guy. You got Murray. Now you paid Murray, and you guys just aren't good enough.
Yes.
You guys just aren't good enough.
And you're capped out. Are they capped out?
Yeah.
And,
you're not good enough. For guys like Barton, and you pay for guys
like Barton's making
Grant,
like 15 mil.
It doesn't work, man.
Yeah.
Now you're screwed.
Correct. Yeah. That's how you get capped out. That's how you get
stuck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, that's
so, and then the opposite way to do it is to do it like I just said. Miami did it, right?
Yeah.
You have all your studs and your young core guys. All right, we have them. And let's say their rookie deal, we only have, you know, the rest of this season on their rookie deal. I'm just making this up. Let's just say we have the rest of the season on their rookie deal. We have to pay them this offseason. Dude, what that means is you have until this trade deadline to trade for a superstar.
Yeah.
That is what that means.
Yeah.
That means you bring that 44 mil in a year or whatever it is, and then you can go way over the salary cap to pay your young studs, your core.
Yeah.
That's why you have to do it that way. That's why that way works. Any other way doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
It's interesting to see how this is all unfolding now. And now we're seeing Toronto starting to unravel. It's like all these teams are trying to have these runs of young guys. It's just – my point is at the end of the day, it's just super hard to sustain. And it's sad to see them unfold.
Because
these guys end up – they're just going to get shipped out. And we see it coming.
Or demand a trade.
Yeah, we see it coming. Like these guys in Toronto, how long is it going to last with these guys in Toronto?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So
all right, here's something I want to bring up. The big three in Brooklyn finally got their first win the other night.
Finally.
Yeah. They lost. We did that whole podcast episode about their debut together against the Cavs and Colin Sexton and that whole debacle. So then the next game they play the Cavs again. Kevin Durant doesn't play because he played 50 minutes in the double overtime game two nights prior. So he does play last night against Miami. And they get their first win with those three. Brooklyn gets their first win with those three. Final score is 128-124. It was against Miami. Bam had 41-5-9 or something like that. So it sort of plays into what I was talking about, which is the Nets don't have a big. They got DeAndre Jordan wearing the jersey and running up and down the court. But
what did I say in the last podcast? What's up with JaVale?
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a report right before we started this show today that Sam Amico from the Boston Herald just put out a report saying,
you're interested in JaVale.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
How interesting.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, obviously, any basketball fan knows, like, DeAndre Jordan is, if you're going to use him as a starting center, you got to play him 20 minutes a game, and your backup needs to be legit. That's why, I mean, Jared Allen was perfect. Perfect. If you're going to start DeAndre Jordan, which they did half the time those two were there together, you start DeAndre Jordan, you play him 20 minutes a game, and then you put, you know, Jared Allen in, and he plays the majority of the game. He plays the next 28 minutes. You know what I mean? And he's like your main guy. You just started the other guy, you know? And that's pretty much what it has to be. DeAndre Jordan is not a guy that can play 36 minutes at center on a winning basketball team in the NBA right now,
but,
in 2021.
But
it's not going to happen.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So Bam 8.
No. Yeah, for sure.
So Bam 8.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Go get JaVale, but don't give up DJ.
Oh, no, I agree. They only have one center. That's the whole problem is you need more.
Go get JaVale.
You need three bigs. You need two bigs that you can play and one that doesn't play that sits on the bench just in case one of your bigs
get
hurt.
We're not saying trade DJ. Right.
You can't have one big on your roster.
For sure.
You need three bigs on your roster, just like you need three point guards. A starting point guard, a backup point guard, and then some guy who's some scrub who sits at the end of the bench. He's the 14th guy down there. Who's, you know, on a two-way G League deal. He usually doesn't play, but just in case somebody gets hurt, now you still have two point guards. You need a backup and you need a starting and a backup point guard and center. You can't have one big on your entire roster.
If they get JaVale, does that change anything for you in Brooklyn?
Yeah, sort of. JaVale is a rim runner. He blocks shots.
A veteran.
He protects the rim. He'll block so many shots, which they would have not otherwise been blocked.
He's played in multiple finals.
Yeah, man. Like, that'd be awesome. You know what else would be awesome? They need another four. If they can get another four and another five, they don't have to be superstars. They just have to be serviceable, man. Like, Jared Allen is averaging like 11 and 11, man. He's an anchor. He is your cornerstone defender. He is your defense.
Yeah.
Jared Allen was your defense. He was your cornerstone defender. He was your franchise cornerstone defender for the future, and you dealt him, and it's tough out here. It's tough out here for DJ. I don't know what – they need a four and a five. Their only four is Jeff Green, who's not a four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's super tough.
They need a four and a five.
I want to see him get JaVale. I think if they get JaVale, it's gonna be tough.
Where's Landry Shamet? He doesn't play.
Yeah.
Is he hurt?
I don't know. He could be. What if he's the DNP? And
I don't know. Let's find out.
What if he's out for?
Because that's another dude. They played the other night when they played Miami. Last night they played nine guys. Like, dude, you can't have nine. I mean, that's cool if you're in a playoffs. You have a 9-man rotation. That's cool. But like, I don't know what's going on with their team. It doesn't make much sense to me. I don't know. Is this guy hurt? Does he not play? He just doesn't play.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I know Joe Harris had 25.
He's recovering from an Achilles injury.
Oh, okay. So he just had a day
off. So they have him on their roster. That's nice. See, what sucks is their roster is better than it's made out to be. They have Spencer Dinwiddie. They have Landry Shamet.
Out for the year.
Yeah, they can't. They got to, like, be
play. They got to play. Yeah,
they're close. They're so close because, like, they have serviceable guys. Like, last night, Joe Harris went off. Joe Harris had 23-2-2.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely went off.
Like, seven threes?
Yes, of course. And, he took 14 shots. James Harden went 12-7-11 on, like, 7 of 8 shooting. Or 2 of 8 shooting, I think. He hit two shots yesterday, James Harden. He took 8 shots. Joe Harris
he had, like, 11 dimes.
Joe Harris took twice as many shots. Yeah, but I'm just saying, how many shows of these are we going to film
totally.
Where we keep saying Harden had 13 dimes, Harden had 11 dimes. Yeah, but he only took 10 shots. And then we keep saying, I don't know how long that's going to last. I don't know how long he's going to stay happy with that.
Yeah.
You know? Joe Harris took 14. James Harden took 8. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works.
Hey,
Miami sucks though. They got to like play better. They started.
He's been out 3 weeks because of COVID.
I know.
But here, as we're recording this, and this is an earlier point.
Yeah. Tell me.
Gordon Hayward with 39-9.
Right now?
Yeah.
39-9.
Today, as we're recording right now.
39 points or 30 points? 39 rebounds. 9
points. 9 rebounds in a 3-point victory over the Magic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
is he an all-star again?
Yep. Let me see what he's averaging. He's having an awesome year.
Every time I look up,
minutes.
Every time I look up, he's 30 points.
Oh,
a game.
Dude, he's 23, 5, and 4. 23 points, 5 boards. 3.
That's going to go up.
3.8 assists. 22.8 PER. What's up, Gordon Hayward?
Yeah, that's going to go up.
Dog, what's up?
So, I mean, Philly's the number one seed in the East. Does that do anything for you?
Nope.
Who's coming out of the East?
Brooklyn.
Ugh, you trust them?
Especially if they get JaVale, it's over.
Seth Curry came back. What?
That does nothing for me. I mean, Seth Curry's nice.
Don't talk about my guy like that.
Yeah,
don't talk about Seth Curry like that.
No, you're right. Seth Curry's awesome.
Time out. We need to back up.
Yeah.
If there's ever a role guy, like a bench two guard, I want, dude, on certain offenses, I want Seth Curry starting.
Yeah.
But very specifically...
Yeah, but it's the whole Ben and Embiid thing. Yeah, nah, I'm good on that. Milwaukee, Giannis can't shoot.
Whatever, man. Philly got, like, some shooters. They got Seth Curry. They drafted that kid who's nice, the guard. Tyrann Maxey. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's nice.
Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah. Milwaukee can't shoot. They don't scare me.
Yeah.
They suck, too.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The
Boston,
East is just the same thing.
Yeah, Boston doesn't scare me. They never do anything. Kemba's never healthy. He sucked all last year. He sucked last year in the bubble.
But Tatum and Brown are twice as good as
that. That's awesome, but they...
prove it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah,
they don't have a big...
Indiana, let's see what Indiana... I kind of want Indiana to suck.
Oh, no, I want Indiana to... What if Indiana comes out of the East?
Nah, man. Lose some more
games. Caris LeVert?
Yeah, that would be sick.
Oh, my God. What if Indiana's in the Eastern Conference Finals and Caris LeVert's 40 a game?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Oh,
I guess
God.
Brooklyn, he's hitting game winners.
Oh,
against KD.
What if Indiana plays Brooklyn in the playoffs, even in the first round round or something? It'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would
Caris
be awesome.
LeVert, I guarantee Caris LeVert's got a 45-50 ball in him against his own squad.
At some point.
In the playoffs.
At some point in the future.
Yes, sir. Caris LeVert's got all that.
Dude, Malcolm Brogdon, first of all, Malcolm Brogdon hit a game winner, I think, like, what, 2 or 3 nights ago. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
A little floater or whatever.
Yeah.
And tonight, I guess they had another opportunity in sick D by this is going to bother me now. But sick D by someone, he had a game-winning opportunity and missed it. It was Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet locked him up.
Oh, yeah.
He locked
that.
Up Brogdon.
Yeah,
but,
I
dude, I like Brogdon so much. I almost
– He's 40-50-90.
See, he's stuck in this Indiana phase now. Where Indiana just has these guys that they just never get rid of, that are just good, and they're never going to... So Brogdon's
but they don't really
just,
get much better, though.
No, yeah, you're right. But their starting five is way better than the Bulls. It's way better than a lot of teams, but they're just not going to win anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's that exact thing we were just talking about. It's like, I understand...
They don't have a superstar.
Like, I understand
Sabonis is like an elite player, but they don't have a... Oh, dude, this guy's going to give me 50 tonight, you know? Or he's some guy that's single-handedly going to win a game for you.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess. Is Caris LeVert going to play this year, or do we have
idea? I think it's TBD.
Totally up in the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You know, I like Indiana, though.
Get well soon.
Yeah, I like Indiana.
Dude,
Sabonis
obviously.
And Brogdon,
Sabonis
that's
just
super
eats,
cool.
Man.
Yeah,
Sabonis eats.
Yeah, he has dimes, too. He'll get like 6 or 7 assists, too.
Who had like 29 rebounds last night? Somebody did that. Or 22. 20. Somebody had a 26 and 22 game yesterday. Who was it?
Let me see here. I remember that. I'm trying to think.
I know. I can't come up with who it was. Because Capella had 13, 19.
Oh, Jokic, 29 and 22.
Yeah, Jokic, 29 and 22 yesterday.
And
9.
33 and 14.
And 9, right?
Yeah.
Jokic had 9.
Yeah.
So 29, 22, and 9. Feel that stat line.
Six times.
29 points, 22 boards, 6 dimes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Oh. Hey, beating you in every facet of basketball. Yeah.
And while being slower and not able to jump as high or run as fast.
At all.
It's so frustrating. You see that dagger Luka hit the other night against San Antonio?
Ugh.
Comes down, crosses back, half spin. There's no one there. He turns around. There's no one there. It ends up being a 5-foot
wide open
bank shot. Yeah, it's a bank shot. I could have hit that at 5 years old. Yeah. The first thing you learn, your dad tells you, shoot for the corner of the square.
Yeah, Pop's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like if you can freeze time right there where there's no one there and he's standing 5 feet from the rim for game.
Yeah. Let me get a live shot on what Pop's face looks like. He's like, oh, no.
Hilarious, man. It's like, dude, he's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome. It's like, I don't understand, man. Is KP ever going to play like a full season?
Yeah, no, that's what it comes down to. Can KP stay healthy?
That literally determines Luka's entire legacy and future.
Yeah.
Is if KP can stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially like coming in the future. Like, dude, Luka's still a kid. I know I always say this, but what about when he's 27 with a beard?
Yeah.
And he's like terrifyingly dominant.
Yeah.
Like, but I still, this guy over here, you know, we'll still see what he does. Still this hobbling is, around is, next to me.
This is going to be the year because his rookie year, he was good. He was really good.
KP?
No, this is Luka. His second year, he took him to the playoffs, lost in the first round. They probably should have won that series.
If KP Luka was getting all the buckets in the world on quote unquote the two best wing defenders since Jordan and Pippen. Stop. Laughable. They can't guard him. They cannot guard
Laughable.
Him. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard cannot guard Luka Doncic. Yeah. They cannot guard him.
No, yeah, yeah.
Over and over again, they were trying to be physical. They were trying to hurt him. He would get up hobbled, barely able to walk, and go get him another bucket down on the other side. Stop. And one. Feel that. You know what I mean? He's just stop. Those guys cannot guard him. Yeah. The only reason they lost that series is because they lost Porzingis.
I want to see.
They keep Porzingis. They win that series. Period. End of story.
Yeah,
I believe that in my heart.
Oh,
dude, Luka. Last year they were the most efficient offense of all time.
Ever.
They're the number one offense of all time since the merger, since the NBA-ABA merger. They are the highest rated offense of all time. The most efficient. Their net rating. Their offensive rating. Is higher than any other team ever. No 91 Bulls, no Steph
Warriors,
Curry, nothing. How about this 21-year-old kid? He turned 21 at the end of the season. He was 20. The majority of those stats were taking place. He was 20. I'm going to do this at 20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, dude, he's awesome, man. Yeah, definitely with Porzingis, they would have won that. And now, I don't know. Their team's a little different now. Like, I don't really... I like Jay Rich, and I like their team's just a little different. I thought they had to make a couple moves, and they did make moves, but I don't know if they really addressed what they needed to address.
Yeah, they didn't get any better.
Right, and like I understand they got different. They got a couple different defenders. I got that. They got, you know, but like I needed you to address like the wings. No offense to Dorian Finney-Smith, but like I need you to address the wings. I need you to get me a different. Like, maybe big. Like, I like Dwight Powell. I like Maxi Kleber. I like the big goofy ogre. But, like, some of these guys, you know, I was looking at that roster last year. I'm like, this is the greatest offense of all time. It's really not. It's really just a pretty good team
and Luka. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like, if you can address some of those weak links on the rest of the guys, like, and it's already the greatest offense of all time. Man, you're going to, like, turn that thing into something nasty. And they addressed some of them, but they sort of just made it different. They didn't, like, make it that much better. You know what I'm saying? Like, they flopped Seth Curry for Jay Rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
It's like the same thing. Jay Rich plays a little bit better defense,
but he's not as good of a catch-and-shoot shooter. So
you guys
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, you're just, like, making it different. You're kind of just making it different.
We just got to see what Luka does.
I still think – so I have – just like our friendly or, you know, on-air bet, I said my prediction, I am on record saying Luka will win MVP this year. However, the best bet, because of the odds and everything, I have money down on LeBron because I got awesome bet. I got awesome odds on him, dude. I think Vegas looked at him. They're like, he's only playing 32 minutes a game. He's not really playing that much. And I'm just like, okay. We'll if you're going to – the odds were crazy. They were like, you know, I don't remember what they were. They were over a over plus 1,000.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, I had to take that. Put $100 down to win 1,000.
LeBron James.
10-1 odds. $100 wins me $1,000. Let's run that.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. You never know what can happen. It's LeBron, man. Yeah, and it's all media generated anyway.
Totally.
So it's like,
if he has and we know crazier.
They're yes, and we know they're not going to give it to Giannis because he won't win three in a row. They won't. They will not allow that. So I mean, it's it's Luka, it's Jokic, it's LeBron. It's like, I don't know. It depends how
LeBron's
this shakes
the best
out.
Player on the best team.
It depends how this shakes out, man. All I know is I got money on him, and Vegas might have to pay up.
Yeah,
because I got nice odds on that.
All right, so before we start wrapping this thing up here, let's talk here about this Shaq Donovan Mitchell beef.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
How weird was that? Dude, it's the same
bizarre,
thing
dude.
We always talk about, man. It's the same thing with these old heads. Remember what I sent you on Instagram? That LeBron and KD thing?
Yes,
that
yeah,
one
I saw
random
it. Yeah, yeah.
Guy was like, dude, what's up with all
no, these? No, it was Cuffs. It wasn't a random guy. That's LeBron's boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was like, dude, what's up with the old head?
Yeah,
beef?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And LeBron says something to the effect of, you know, it's not just constructive criticism. I could tell by the way it comes off because I've heard it my whole career, and it mostly comes off through subtle hate or something to
yeah,
that
it's
effect.
Petty.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
petty.
Yeah. Like I can hear what you're saying. You might not be saying it, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I don't know, man. I tried to see it both ways because, like, I know what Shaq was trying to do because I don't think Shaq is that much of the main. I do have an issue with those guys, not just the NBA on TNT desk guys, but like, you know, all those old heads, they
Paul
always,
Pierce.
Yes, like all those like talking heads, like they always do that where it's like, you know, Paul Pierce, no, you would not go average 40 today. Stop. Stop. No, you wouldn't. Stop that.
And
stop.
No, Luka Doncic does not remind me of you.
And no, and he'll go give you buckets too if you want to try to go suit up and guard him. So stop. Just stop it. You know what I mean? And like, but so like that is a part of it. However, I do think that's Shaq does that less. I don't blame Shaq for that as much as I do Charles. Charles does that more.
Yeah.
Shaq does do it with the centers.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, this baby.
I'll food. Give you 40.
Let me get my jersey on right now. I'll get you 50 and 20 as baby food. Like he does
barbecue
do that.
Chicken.
Right. He does do that with centers, but it's partially a joke, you know, like he's partially kidding.
Yeah.
He did do that with Mitchell, and I did not. I didn't really like that because, you know, we're in the media. You and I have our degree is in broadcast, so it's like we learned about how to broadcast. And I could tell you that one thing that, in like our other part of our degree is like marketing and stuff like that. And like I do think it's weird that the way that the NBA has decided that its broadcasting partners, that their flagship programs, the majority of their content is just them bashing the current NBA. I do think that's weird. I know that if you or I applied for a marketing job and they were like, oh, how are you going to help our company? We're like, oh, well, we're basically just going to shit on it all the time.
Yeah, right.
We would not get the job. We would get fired immediately.
Yeah, totally.
It's very weird. It's bizarre. But hold on, let me finish real quick.
Yeah, go. Sorry,
I'm almost done. I try to see it both ways, man. Like, Charles does that a lot, where he does that to the young guys. Shaq does it to the centers in a half-joking manner, but he doesn't, like, for real shit on them as much. That time, I don't know, man. I didn't know what to make of it. I tried to look at it both ways. I saw Donovan Mitchell's look in his eye, man. He looked like he was going to cry. Like, he was genuinely, like, hurt by that. And that, I think I was almost more, like, upset seeing Mitchell's reaction than I was. I certainly don't need to stand up for the guy. He can stand up for himself. Like, it wasn't like that. It was more like I just felt bad for him that he sort of did that to him on national TV. I think that probably could have been handled elsewhere. But even still, like, I understand the other side of it. I understand, like, the whole, do you remember the story of the night of Kobe's last game? Shaq tells Kobe, you won't go get 40 tonight. I mean, Kobe's got 40 in, like, the third. You won't go get 50 tonight. Kobe's got 50. You won't go get 60 tonight. That is Shaq. That is what he does. That is who he is. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's not hating on Kobe. It's not like he's telling Kobe he sucks and he ain't shit. No, it's his boy. He's telling him, like,
yeah, go get 50. Yes, go yeah, get 60.
Go get me 50. Yeah. So it's sort of, I see it both ways. It was kind of a bullshit thing to do to him on national television, but also it kind of wasn't. It was kind of just Shaq being Shaq, and Shaq being a product of the 80s and 90s, and like being they are more hard nosed. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan did punch his teammates in the face. Kobe did run teammates out of town because they were too soft to even practice with him. Y'all soft as baby shit. Charmin in here. Remember that? Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Jeremy Lin.
Yes. Like, I'm not. Practice supposed to get you better. Yeah. These dudes can't get me any better. Yeah. Charmin. Yeah. Like, dude, hilarious, man. Like, the older generation is like that. They are more hardcore. They're going to throw you in the water, and it's sink or swim. If you sink and die, sorry. You weren't meant for it anyway. And if you make it to the top and swim, then you're with the big dogs. I know that is their mentality. I know that Mitchell was hurt by it. I don't really think he should have been. I understand maybe it was a little kind of cold, especially on national TV, but I don't know, man. I try to look at both sides. I don't really think it was that big of a deal because I don't think Shaq was talking shit. I think that's Shaq. That's those guys' way of doing things. It's whatever. And I think that if you asked Donovan Mitchell, he would probably say the same thing, you know?
What I thought of it was you remember when Kobe – was when Kobe was around and he was dishing out all those challenges.
Yeah, yeah. Booker, go get this. Giannis, go win MVP.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You remember he was doing that?
Yeah.
That was what I kind of took it as, is that version of that. You know? Like, I don't think you're good enough to prove me wrong, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Prove me
that
wrong.
Is yeah, that is what he was saying. Yeah, that is what he was
saying. That's kind of what I took it as.
Well, that is what he said. He said, like, I wanted you to hear this. I said it out loud so you could hear it, and I'm going to say it to you now. I also think he was kind of being like, because he clearly likes Mitchell.
Yeah, clearly.
He told him, I respect your game, brother. Keep hooping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And I also think he was sort of, I don't know this, but I also think there's a possibility that he was sort of like, hey, man, I'm talking trash about you on the broadcast. I want to say it right to your face so you don't hear it back and be like, why is Shaq badmouthing me? Like, no, I'm going to tell you what I said. I'm going to tell you right to your face because I don't say it behind people's back. What I said was, I don't think you got what it takes to you know, take your game to the next step or whatever it may be. And Donovan is all hurt by that, and you know, so be it. But it could be that it could be like, hey brother, I don't want to say this behind your back. I don't want you to go, why is Shaq badmouthing me? Because like, I think you're a hell of a player. I'm just telling you, this is what I said, like, and I want you to hear it because I want you to rise to the challenge. Like, that is what he said, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't think it was a big deal. I don't think it should have been made to be such a big deal, but
it's tough, man. I think
It is what it is, dude.
I mean, he's gotta just do it. That's what he's gonna do. But yeah. Man.
So it's 9 o'clock right now. Let's see what games we got on. This will be fun because if anyone's listening to this tomorrow when the episode comes out, they'll know.
If we're right or not.
Yeah, they know who won these games. So we can do some fun little predictions here. So we only got 3 games left. Wizards, Spurs. There's 5 minutes left. Spurs are up 104-96. What you got?
Spurs.
Yeah, they're at home.
Bucks are up 25 on the Hawks with 9:12 to go.
Game's over. Let me get the Hawks to come back. There's 9 minutes. It's not that much. They're not up that much. They're up 15 points. That's 15. It's 88-103.
I'm sticking with Giannis.
Okay, fair enough. Knicks and Trailblazers. What you got for me?
Knicks,
dude. Julius Randle. Julius Randle's 22.5, 11.5.
And guess
six.
What stat I'm about to drop on you? Knicks are the best defensive rating in the NBA.
No way.
Swear to God.
They have the best defensive rating in the NBA? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Julius Randle's 23-12-6.
Yeah, awesome.
Dame is 28-5-7.
It's Tibbs, dude. Yeah.
I mean, they're 8-9, dude. They're only one game out of that.
Dude, and hear
spot.
Me out. I don't know if you guys heard this or if I said this on the first
wait,
one.
Wait, so you have Portland or New York?
Oh, I got New York.
You're the Knicks?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Portland's fourth in the West. The Knicks
they have
no
CJ.
Oh, you're Dame goes for 60 tonight. You're right. I got New York too. Okay, and that's it, I guess. And the other games we had today were the Raptors. We watched that earlier. That's 107-102. They beat Indiana. Clippers 108-100 over. Oh, dude, Shea with another 23-6-7.
I think OKC's the 8th seed in the West.
Shea's awesome, dude. Shea's a future All Star. I love Shea. Kawhi played really good. 34-9-8.
Oh, they're not the 8 seed. I'm wrong. That was false information.
Jaylen Brown goes off again.
Yeah. Another monster game for
another Jaylen 33 on 13 of 20. Again.
Yeah, sick,
his
dude.
His PER is 26. He's 26. Actually, he's 27. 27, 6, and 5. And same thing as Tatum. Tatum's 27, 6, and 5, too. Tatum's 27, 7, and 5. Their PERs are both like 26 or 27, yeah,
it's
though.
It's unbelievable.
They're both awesome. And then the Hornets beat the Magic by 3, like you said. Hayward, yeah.
39 and 9.
It's a huge game. And then postponed. The Grizzlies games got postponed, dude. It's so weird. Like, they don't have like a plan. They just keep like postponing. Yeah. What's up with the Grizzlies, man?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because they have Morant and stuff. These guys that they play are all super, super playable, but I mean, without Jaren Jackson, they're not gonna do anything.
Yeah, they can't do anything. I like Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks is awesome. Uh-huh. Winslow hasn't played a game yet for the Grizzlies.
The other two guard they have is cool too. D'Anthony Melton.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's good. But I mean, what's up?
Brandon Clark.
I love Brandon Clark. Yeah. But I meant what's going on with
COVID?
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
they keep
getting guys that are infected or traced to
why
infection.
Why them?
It's just what Tennessee is. Super bad COVID in Tennessee.
All right, man. All right. Well, you got anything else?
Nah, I'm probably good for right now.
All
right,
cool. Well, yeah, it was a good show.
Till next time.
Yeah, dude, that was fun.
Sick. Nice.